Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and heading into Texas County as we visit with the head coach of the Houston Tigers that you can catch right here on your Mountain of Rock Q94 every Friday night. Coach Sloan, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Nice win last Friday night.
Yeah, anytime you can get out of week one with a win or get out of any week with a win, obviously it's a great week, and if you can do it, for the most part, really healthy, it's even better.
Well, you took on Orchard Farms 49-8 is that final score. So take us through that game. What did you see that you really liked, and what did you see that you felt you really needed to work on this week in practice?
You know, we took a lot of time off. We had about a close to an eight-minute drive to start the game and didn't score, and then got the ball back, and about two plays later had an interception. And we went and scored, and then maybe the next play they had the ball, we intercepted the ball again. We had some key turnovers by the defense. We scored on defense, and then maybe even when they were lining up to punt, I don't remember what happened, but that was our score there.
Mm-hmm.
We played well in all three phases of the game, and when you play well, offense, defense, special teams, and everybody contributes. You know, it's going to be a pretty good night for you. I thought we did a good job up front. We had big holes to run through all night long, and kids just did a good job. And we had, I don't know, at the end of the night, we didn't run very many plays. We just kept running the same plays because if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of deal. And, I just very pleased with how we played up front.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's always a great night when you can get that road victory. And so now looking at tonight, you're going to be playing Fayette, but there's been some changes to that game. Tell us, you know, about the changes and then what you know about Fayette.
You know, it's been back and forth all week. Are we going to play at the high school, or are we going to play at Central Baptist there in town? I guess they've had some lighting issues and some scoreboard issues, and they said that's been going on for four or five games, and they thought they had the scoreboard fixed until yesterday, and then they had a part ordered, but then that's not going to be here until today, and then they were painting the field last night, and the lights went out again. So they did move the game to Central Methodist. They have a soccer game playing there, so we don't have locker rooms, and the game doesn't start till 7:30, so we got to warm up at the high school, load a bus, then head over to Central Methodist, so that will be a little bit unusual. They do have a Division One wide receiver. You know, anybody in the area that was in the same district with, or sectional or state with them in track, they've seen some of those kids. They were state champion 4x1 team. This kid is blazing fast, you know, 6'3". I mean, definitely passes the eye test. You know, I know Army's offered him, Air Force has offered him. I don't know what else, but I know he's had some Power 5 schools in to see him anyway. They had four starters out last week that didn't play. They're all going to be back. And just hearing bits and pieces that the fullback or the running back and their middle linebacker, he's actually the best football player they have on the team. So didn't get to see him on film, but, you know, we know we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Well, they like to spread the field, don't they, and just chuck it all around and get you into all kinds of help in the secondary and then hand the ball off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, you know, when you got a Division One type player, you better be paying attention to him out there, and then they're going to run him across the field and hand him the ball or use him as a decoy. But when you got that sort of speed, I mean, obviously your eyes are going to see it when he takes off motioning across the field and likely he's going to get the ball, but you better be paying attention regardless.
So has Coach Brookshire slept much this week?
Oh, I'm that guy. I don't know. His, you know, he's got short hair anyway, but he's kind of got that razzled look to him.
Well, again, tonight the game will be broadcast right here on your Mountain of Rock Q94, 7:30 kickoff, and the game will be at Central Methodist. So, you know, you guys got some, all, you know, communities chip in and help, but you got another nice road travel in front of you. Who are some of the folks that stepped up to really help out these Houston Tiger football players?
You know, it's just the same people. Just same people willing to do whatever it takes for these boys, and you know, a lot of support, and it's just a lot of fun to see it.
Absolutely. Coach Sloan, everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, appreciate you joining us, and we will catch you next week, all right?
All right, sounds good. Take care.